to last week. I went to church with Brian for Mother's Day. And Aaron's laughing because Brian said to me, "Hey, Mom, someone we know is a pastor, and wouldn't it be nice to go to their church and support them?" And I said, "Okay." So I say to him, "What church is it?" He tells me, "We go to that church." We're sitting there. We were in the wrong church. It was a great message. You'll hear more about it next week. Anyway, shall we pray? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the great God that you are. We thank you, Lord, for this day and for our time together. We thank you for all the ways that you show your great love for us in many ways. Help us, Lord, to transform the desires of our hearts so that they are pleasing to you. Help us, Lord, to do your will and not our own. I pray these things in your name and thank you for them. Amen. So today's scripture is 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. And this translation is the Message. So God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it, and everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit, and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous gifts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by the one Spirit of God. He decides who gets what, and when. Here are verses 4 through 7 and 11 from the New Living Translation. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we all serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. The spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. May God add his blessing to these readings of his holy word. I love reading different versions of the same scripture. I added the New Living Translation this morning just because I like the different way that it was expressed. So, the part that really struck me is that different kinds of service, but we all serve the same Lord, and a spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. Amen. So, God's gifts. What are they? How do we use them? How do we know what our gifts are? As soon as I agreed to speak today, that is a message that was laid on my heart. The Bible is full of references of God's gifts. There have been zillions of articles and books written about spiritual gifts. We could be here for days just talking about the many gifts that God has given his people. I promise we won't be. So, what I can promise you is God has wonderful plans for each of our lives. God's plan is for us to know him personally and to serve him joyfully. How cool is it that God could do all of this by himself? And yet, not only does he let us help, but he gives each of us a unique thing to do. Isaiah 43:7, the Good News Translation, "They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory." Every child of God has gifts. Our gifts are assigned when we are born by the Holy Spirit into the family of God. Gifts are varied and for the common good. When I Googled spiritual gifts, I found this from the Return Church in Clarksville, Indiana. "The primary purpose of spiritual gifts is for the edification of the church. God man could accomplish his purpose within the church. Gifts are tools given with a specific work in mind. Just as there are various tools for the diversities of jobs, so there are many kinds of gifts given to the church so that the body of Christ can be complete in its function and purpose. Without the tools necessary for the task at hand, the body is unable to fulfill its purpose and calling. Later in that same article, Paul admonished the Corinthian believers to covet the best gifts. The word best simply means the most useful. In other words, every part of the body is to ask for or covet the most useful gift for that person for their purpose and place that God has put them. So let's talk about those gifts. I saw lots of references that talk about 18 gifts of the Bible. I have a book that I'm going to quote. And it says 19 gifts. I even saw one reference that said 22. There's also fruits of the Spirit, and the Bible talks about talents. For our purposes this morning, we're just going to focus on the 1 Corinthians. We're going to focus on that scripture. I encourage you to Google it, to read your Bible, to check it out. I'm confident that Pastor Chris knows way more than I do about gifts. And I also brought some resources this morning that I'm more than willing to share. This one is 19 gifts, and I'm going to share some of what I saw in that one. This one is from our own Dr. Jeff Johnson, and his book is God's Style, and what he talks about is how our gifts shape our personalities and how we interact with people. And then the other book I got is Church Unique. And Church Unique is by Bo Mancini. And this is a book that the region used when they encouraged the visioning work that was done across the region, Pennsylvania and Delaware. I had the opportunity to go through that visioning process both at First Regular in Huntington and also ABW. And you can use the principles that he writes about for church for your own personal growth. So, those are those. And now from our scripture, by counsel or wisdom, the gift of being able to sort through facts and data to discover what needs to be done for the church, an utterance or message of wisdom supernaturally granted to an individual. Paul refers to wisdom as the knowledge of the great Christian mysteries. Ephesians 1:17 from the Living Bible. I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray constantly asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all that he has done for you. Clear understanding or special knowledge. This is the gift of someone who actively pursues knowledge of the Bible. My grandmother was one of these people. I have one of her old Bibles, and it's highlighted, it's underlined, it's like worn out. I had to have it rebound. And she's got all these little scraps that she loved the Bible. The knowledge referred to is often said to relate to our understanding doctrine or scriptural truths. It's sometimes said to be connected to the ministry of teachers. Whether we have the gift or not, we are all called to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. New International Version, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. From 19 Gifts of the Spirit, knowledge differs from wisdom. Knowledge is information. Wisdom is the right use of information to achieve proper ends. The gift of wisdom is needed today. The word of wisdom may shorten a debate by shedding light on a challenge and providing objectivity. The gift of wisdom comes with gentleness, mercy, and peace. From the New International Translation, James 3:17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. The gift of knowledge is the charisma which enables the believer to search, systemize, and summarize the teachings of the Word of God. The supernatural ability brings illumination of God's thoughts, not discoverable by human reason. Knowledge only helps others when communicated. Simple trust or great faith. People with this gift have such great confidence in the power and promises of God that they stand strong in their belief, no matter what may try to shake them. They will stand up for their faith in such a way as to defend it and move forward. This is a strong, special faith that moves mountains and casts out devils. Matthew 17:19-20 from the New Living Translation. Afterward, the disciples asked Jesus privately, "Why couldn't we cast out that demon?" And he said, "You don't have enough faith. I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would do that. Nothing would be impossible." Healing the sick or the gifts of healing, the capability used by God to restore other people, be that physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Acts 4:28-30. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonder be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Have you ever spent time with somebody and walked away feeling really refreshed and renewed and just full of energy? That person may have had the gift of healing. Christ is a supreme example of somebody who has this gift. This gift does not heal every illness, nor is it dependent on the faith of the person being healed. Miraculous acts are working of miracles. Dr. Chris said earlier, miracles happen and they do every day. The performance of these is beyond the ordinary human ability or power of the Holy Spirit. There are three words most often used about miracles. Power. A miracle is an event of supernatural power. Wonder. Able to be touched or felt in an almost tangible way. And sign or signal that the event came from God. From the New Living Translation, Romans 15:18-19. Yet I dare not boast about anything except what Christ has done through me, bringing Gentiles to God by my message and by the way I work through them. They were convinced by the power of miraculous signs and wonders and by the power of God's Spirit. In this way I have fully presented the good news of Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum. Proclamation or prophecy. The ability to speak the message of God to others. This sometimes involves foresight or vision of what is yet to come. This gift should be used only to encourage or to warn. New Living Translation, Joel 2:28. Then, after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Visions tend to be more private experiences than the other gifts. Some researchers expand the definition of vision to include a strong felt presence. Prophecies often have a message of warning and encourage repentance. Deuteronomy 18:21-22 from the New Living Translation. But you may wonder, how will we know whether or not a prophecy is from the Lord? If a prophet speaks in the Lord's name, but his prediction does not happen or come true, you will know that the Lord did not give that message. That prophet has spoken without my authority and need not be feared. And also from the New Living Translation. strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the whole church. Prophecy is ranked high among the gifts and is declared a superior gift, according to Leslie Quinn from the 19 Gifts of the Spirit. Next, we have distinguishing between spirits or discerning of spirits. The wisdom to recognize truth from untruth by evaluating whether behavior or teaching is from God or from another source. It seems to be associated with prophecy, and as it would be necessary to know if the prophecy was truly inspired from by God. New Living Translation, Proverbs 3, 21 to 23. My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. They will keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. Though every believer is responsible for discerning spirits, some have the power to do so. We should be especially grateful for people who have this gift. Speaking in tongues, that is the ability to speak in an unlearned language. Paul seems to have distinguished between the public use of the gift, which always must be interpreted, and the private use, which is for the spiritual strengthening of oneself. From New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians 14:2, for if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be speaking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. Speaking in tongues is not an indication of having a big spirit. It's not a sign of any kind of spiritual growth or maturity, and it isn't, unfortunately, it's not the exclusive domain of Christians, and it certainly doesn't build churches. Interpretation of gifts is a little different. This always follows the public event of speaking in tongues. Communication is the key to spreading the gospel. Paul appears to favor prophecy over speaking in tongues, and the highest honor goes to the person empowered to break the barrier of language. A message has little value unless it can be explained. From the New Living Translation, Corinthians 14, 29-31. Are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do we all have the power to do miracles? Do we all have the gift of healing? Do we all have the abilities to speak in unknown languages? Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Of course not. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts. But now let me show you a way of life that is best of all. So, in summary, all gifts come from God. He gave each of us unique gifts to be used for His glory and to expand the kingdom. Our mission is to find our best gifts so that we can perform the work that God intended us to do. He created us to do, actually, so that we can bless other people. Next week, we'll talk some about how we find those gifts and how to use those gifts. Shall we pray? Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with our unique gifts. Please help us understand how to nurture them and to use them to bring glory to you. We pray these things in your name and thank you for them. Amen.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah. Appreciate your thoughts, words on spiritual gifts. So the gifts are for Christians, and if you are not a Christian, if you're not part of this family and you want to be, please see one of the deacons. Come forward if you're here, but reach out to us through the church, through your telephone number or email, and find a way to contact us, and we'll help you on that path. We're going to have a closing him, invitation hymn, and then after that we'll go to the praise song.
Now that I look at it.
Do you not have any more song words?
Let me look.
Yeah, there's in there. Does that change?
I'm not sure.
Does it take her long or?
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, what take me
long? While she's looking, I'll say a prayer now. I was going to wait till after. For the dead air. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and all you do for us. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and worship you and share in the fellowship of our family and your family. We ask you to watch over people this week. And thank you again for the message that Kathy brought and just to be with everyone and help us to bring people to you. Thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.